So that sense of surrender and emergence, that sense of deepening, returning to the arms of the Deep Mother, surrendering into the mystery of the great web of connections of the universe, and the return, and then arising out of that into our own singularity, our own Ketta point, which is the single point, the point of the particular place in the universe that we emerge from. And it's that image of the whole of the universe expressing itself through the singularity that is us. And that extension, the reflection of the one point. Once you have a point, you automatically start to have two. You have the undifferentiated background and the single point. So one implies two. So that process of mirroring and reflection, the duplication, so the one point becomes two, becomes three, becomes four, becomes capable of infinite extension in one direction. But to extend in another direction, so it has to move from the one-dimensional place to a two-dimensional place, which is when we have the sense of the surface, containment, shaping. And the triangle, the image of the triangle is a sort of a, feel like an end, but just like the image of the point and the line, these are pointers to a deeper reality. So the single point indicates the nature of awareness. The line or the vector indicates the nature of will. The triangle indicates the nature of love. Because in threeness, in the creation of the surface and the creation of threeness, we have opposites in conjunction. And the work of love is the work of separation and union. The work of will is the work of vector, of moving in a direction. The work of awareness is the position, is positioning and beginning point. Now, as awareness, as position, extension, and enclosure, as awareness, will, and love conjoin, there is a stepping forward, or downward, or outwards, through the mystery of Da'at, through the prism of Da'at, into the appearance of solidity. So from the, if you like, it's from the unity of the point, the triangle, and the line, emerge the solid actuality.
So are you talking about Ketta?
Ketta, Chokmah, Bina. The solid is now Gedula.
And it comes into
Da'at. No, Da'at, so that the prism is Da'at, and then Gedula is the solid. It moves, and that is Gevura. The balance point is Tiferet. So what happens from the beginning point of the non-dual experience arising out of the body of Nuit, the one point that contains the thousand points, manifest as the vector or line, as will, manifest as the enclosing triangle, as the principle of love, passes through Da'at into the actuality, the solidity, the new dimension of Gedula, which as it moves generates the process of generates both time and the experience of creation and destruction. comes to the balance point in Tiferet. So the single point is now able to perceive solidity, dimensionality, movement, creation, destruction. And as it contemplates these elements, its sense of self starts to emerge. It is bliss in the activity of being, which later becomes feelings and emotions. Its idea of itself, its living idea of itself and its universe. Which later becomes thoughts and ideas and all kinds of shaping. And then its sense of itself, its sense of its living image emerging in Yesod. All of which then translates itself into actuality and actions.
Did you mention Gebura?
Gebura is motion and creation, destruction. Right, so that's the fifth principle. That then becomes the self-reflective point in Tiferet. And then action having happened, it all dissolves again. The return into the arms of the Deep Mother, the letting go of it all. So this is the moment by moment manifestation of tree and self and universe. This is the place of the conjunction and the sacrifice. So as the experience manifests, as it becomes solid, as the activity happens, the next step is the letting go of all that. Return to the beginning. That's all put on the board, yeah. So that's the thing that's written out on the board. So this is like bare bones Kabbalah, very base, you know, the essence of the Sefirot. It's actually Aleister Crowley's reading. It's something called the Naples Arrangement, where I was talking with Marcus, one of the most complicated figure for Aleister Crowley, which I've probably tried to, but had extraordinary insights into the tree and had the capacity to break it right down into its simplest kind of elements. And it's called the Naples Arrangement because he wrote it in Naples, and his habit of referring everything back to himself. So it's Naples has no significance other than this is where he dreamed up that idea. It's found in his book, The Book of Thoth, his book on the Tarot. But it's a really beautiful, essentialized a version of the Tree of Life, really.
And it's like we're coming from the top down, where so really we've been going from the bottom up.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the other direction, right? So we started this with the prayer that I began the meditation with, starts, we move, so we go up, 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 create the form, and then we relax. We come from the, we go into the place before Ketter, which is called the unmanifest, the three veils of Ein Sof, Ein Sof Aur, Ein, which is the kind of, if you like, the body of Nuit, we could say. And then that becoming the single point is Ketter, becoming the line is Hokmah, becoming the surface, the enclosing triangle is Bina. We pass through the mysterious prism of Da'at and find ourselves in the world of three-dimensional solidity, which is Gedula, and that sense of growth and expansion, the appearance of the actual from the non-dual. In that growth there is movement. In order for their movement there is change, there is therefore death, life and death emerge. That gets balanced in Tiferet as the self-reflective point mediating between the non-dual and the dual. And what then manifests is that there's the delight in being that, which then becomes the framework for the emotions to later arise. Its idea of the point's idea of self and the universe, which becomes the framework for all our thinking about ourselves and the universe, and then the deep image of ourselves, which again manifests. In this case, I'm using the image of the child in the meditation, because this is, if you like, this translucent child is the icon of icons. This is the image which brings all opposites together and can be all forms. So this is almost the seed image of all the images of ourselves and the universe. And then the activity that flows from that is the completion of the process. And then as the process is completed, it all dissolves again. We go back to the beginning.
I'm just thinking
we're just saying in terms of that story. So that's a different story, a different way of thinking about the inner realities. So the salmon is found at the, so we trace the, in the story of the salmon and the child, we trace the streams of the senses back to the wellspring. So the salmon is like the image of the child, really, because the salmon tells all the stories. So the salmon is, in that particular story, it's the form that then generates the other forms.
It's holding all the stories, all possibilities.
All possibilities, right.
Which can manifest.
So it's like the translucent image of the child that can bring out all other forms.
And the other thing, also with the image from the Mabinogion of the it's much more disruptive image, but of the where Bran is in the hall and the Irish and Welsh army sit to eat around the table, and yet there's incredible conflict. I think Bran is beheaded in that, isn't he? And the cauldron recreating.
That happens later. Yes, I mean you're talking about the great feast where Evanescin kills the Irishmen and creates the Great War. Mm-hmm. Now that in a sense is an equivalent to the Psalm 23 of the sitting down with the enemies, because in that bit of the Mabinogion story, the reason the Mabinogion story goes wrong at the beginning is because Evanescin is excluded. The disruptive killing energy is excluded at the beginning. Was at that point, which is destruction, so that creates the great war that destroys, but also brings about the new cycle with the head of Brown. So that's again that completion, destruction, but leads to new life, part of the cycle. So that's the completion that then leads to another cycle, which again, when they open, so there's the feasting of the head of Brown, and then at some point the door is opened, and that world vanishes and another world appears. So it's exactly that, yeah.
So it's very connected with it.
Yeah. Same sort of thing. Different dialect, right? Different set of images, but same underneath process.
Could I just ask about the wide awake calm.
Yeah.
Where you're having adjustments as a kind of mart. Is there the two pillars, one with B, one with J, one of them?
What, in the...
In the
Rider Waite card, yes, but that's a Freemasonry. Is there a B and a J in that card? No, I don't. No, that's in from the High Priestess card. But it's the same. But they are the same pillars.
But
they haven't. No, they haven't got. It's the letters on the B and the J are found in the High Priestess card, but they're the same pillars, right? And they're from the Freemasonry. The pillars of Boaz and Joachim, which are a particular meaning in Freemasonry, but are the pillars of the opposites, right? So in a way, the High Priestess in the High Priestess really sits between Keter and Tiferet, and so in her place she's looking at, so we've got the, if you like, the sense of her being in the place of the art, the two pillars, the Hochmah and Bina on either side of her, and that light of, and that flowing water from her robe flowing down into the middle kind of triangle. Now, where we have justice sitting in front of the, holding the sword and the scales, right? So, in exactly between the two pillars. Now, she is again looking at that Ma'at's point. Same image. I mean, they're just different ways. The Crowley card and this one are just different ways of describing the same basic principle, really, of the conjunction and the balancing of two things, so that they find unity together.
Like, because it's the path to Geburah.
Yeah.
The sword is Geburah.
So the sword is the path. It's a part of what we've been looking at, and we were in the meditation, the crystal sword, that is that sword of clarity. It's also the precision of Ma'at. Right, you know, so the feather of Ma'at that's on the blue figure in the middle there is also seen as being like a razor. It can divide everything, because it's absolute clarity somewhere. So the figure in the right Waiter pack holds the balance points and holds the sword of clarity that clarifies, that cuts through any obstruction.
That's like the crook and the flail.
That's like the crook and the flail, yeah, exactly.
And is it the balance point because it's coming from Tiphereth?
It's got the two qualities, right? So Tiferet is about balance, Geburah is about clarity. So it's the union of clarity and balance. So she's, you know, that figure is holding both. The balance point coming from Tiferet, the sword coming from Geburah.
So could we say that the child is the third point in the images of the sword and the scales? Is that...
What you mean, the child is the one holding it in a way?
Just trying...
Just bear with me a second, let me think about that. Well, the child is more what emerges as those principles come together and as that's worked with. So the child really emerges out of Tiferet, out of the conjunction of Tiferet and Geburah. It brings that in. It's the innocence. So that holds the innocence of the child. That holds the clarity of the child, of that aspect of the child. What comes down the other path, which is the path between Gedula and Tiferet, which is the path of the hermit, the path of the letter Yud, is the kind of the seed will of the child. So that will and that capacity for clarity and balance unite together. The third thing that contributes to the image of the child is the path of the High Priestess, which is that mysterious quality coming out of Keter. What also contributes to the image of the child is that a non-dual love coming out of Bina, the non-dual will coming out of Hochmah. So the child is the conjunction point of the all the other spheres of the tree. And so when we experience that, when we work with the path sense, we were picking up particular layers, particular aspects. So what we're looking at this weekend in particular, and the place we keep coming back to, is that beginning again innocence and clarity that emerges on this path, that then is an important part of the manifestation of the child, of the new life. So that's why a lot of our talk today has been about strangeness, newness, disruption, the appearance of something unknown, and that sense of that clarity coming in, disrupting, and then having to find balance. So that's been so much part of the experience, really.
And that's all about this upper part now, which we haven't really looked at before.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, just take a breath, everybody. We're at the end of our day, so just take a breath. Candles have all gone out, so they've lasted very well all day. So just take a breath for a moment and just feel into your bodies and just